Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. Thanks a lot for downloading this podcast. We have a lot to talk about. A great deal is going on in travel. I have some real concerns and some real money-saving tips. Shopping, we're going to save you some money. We've got some interesting facts there. But we really do have to start where Wall Street intersects with Washington, D.C. You've been hearing about it on the radio, on TV. You've been reading. There's so much information out there. I just want to check in with a couple of facts. The first one is your taxes are going up. You cannot have a bailout of this size without paying for it. And it doesn't matter who our next president is going to be. This has to be paid for. Now, they can print more money, cause inflation. There's a lot of ways it can be done. But most likely, you're going to see an increase in your taxes. And so I want you to start saving money now. Because no one's going to admit this until the last possible moment. No one wants to admit that this is going to have to be paid for. So I want you to start saving money now above and beyond what you're already saving for retirement, college, your next vacation, whatever. You need to start putting money aside for extra taxes because I don't see any other way around it. Now, maybe they'll put it off and put it off and put it off, but I don't think so. I think whoever the next president is will be forced to raise taxes, and if not next year, the following year. So start thinking about paying more in taxes and do your tax planning for that. Also, a lot of concern is your money safe depends where and how it is stashed. You know the FDIC covers accounts for about $100,000 per bank. Individual accounts are $100,000. Another $100,000 you can stash away in joint accounts, perhaps you and a spouse. And then retirement accounts are insured separately up to about $250,000. All of that said, be very careful. If you've just nudged over $100,000 in a bank, if I was you, just be careful. Go to another bank. Open up a new account. You're at B of A, go to Wells Fargo. You're Wells Fargo, go to B of A. Whomever you're doing banking with, just open up another account. It'll be much quicker and easier. Now, if your brokerage goes under, as we saw at Lehman Brothers this week, what happens then? Well, your stocks will be delivered to you more than likely from the stock brokerage company that went under. Same with the money in your account. But if for some reason the actual cash or the actual stock comes up missing, which can happen in these messy situations, well, there's a federal government agency that backs up $100,000 in cash in a brokerage account and $400,000 worth of stock. Now, if your stock goes down in price, they're not guaranteeing that. But if you had 1,000 shares of ABC stock, well, they'll make sure you get 1,000 shares of ABC stock. So you're safe there. There are safeguards for consumers. That kind of is the silver lining in this whole mess. And by the way, there's also safeguards for insurance and for annuities, generally retirement annuities, that are held by insurance companies, but they most often peak out at about $100,000. So if you have mainly an annuity, I would be concerned with, you might want to spread that out among several insurers. Kit Yarrow, she's from Golden Gate University. She's a professor there, and she's a consumer psychologist. She's been looking at all of the information surrounding this, and what she has found is as stocks go up, as stocks go down, consumers are aware of it, but they don't pay that close of attention, at least not in how they spend their money. Americans check out the price of groceries and the price of gasoline, and then they make their spending decisions. Okay, let's talk about traveling. Let's talk about traveling with luggage. If you're gearing up for your holiday travel, or maybe you're lucky enough to go somewhere this fall, it's going to be a hassle with that carry-on luggage because they're charging for extra bags. The inevitable happened. They're running out of space in the overhead compartments. Now, the flight attendants will generally take those bags, from you, store them, and then give them back to you at the end of the flight. But you may find yourself waiting in a luggage carousel. So, you know, be aware that the inevitable has happened. The other thing that's interesting, though, is the airlines are really making a ton of money off of this. Continental Airlines said last week that its new bag check fee will result in about $100 million in revenue. And that's just one airline. Something else. Ike fallout, flights into and out of hurricane zones. Continental is offering special fares. Other airlines are following suit. And what happens if you were going to fly into or out of there? Call your airline and ask. What do they have to do for you? Actually, very, very little. They're allowed to make up their own rules, negotiate the best you can. If you're a frequent flyer, you'll get a better deal than if you fly once every 4 or 5 years, or even once every 4 or 5 months. Give it a shot, but basically you're going to have to live by their rules. And talk about living by their rules. This is crazy. Do you remember when oil started going up and it peaked at about $147 a barrel? Well, airlines and cruise ships started tacking on fuel surcharges. That's an increase in price. But they called it fuel surcharges. A bunch of the airlines got, cruise lines got busted. Court said, you give that money back. You never told them they were going to have to pay that. The airlines were much more careful. You knew you were going to pay. Well, okay, well, the price of oil has now dipped down below $100 a barrel, and that means it's about two-thirds its former cost. No one is doing away with the fuel surcharges, and they've got a lot of reasons, some of them half legitimate, which is, we haven't seen the price go down yet. What if the price goes back up? But so far, no one is moving to drop those fees. So keep them in mind when you're booking travel. Also, beware of short-term rentals in New York City. This was a big problem about a year ago, and apparently it's shot back up. The cost of a hotel room in New York City, you can easily pay $500, $600, $1,000 a night. Well, because of that, travelers look for other alternatives, and they often try to stay in a private home, get an apartment that someone's not using that week, and you'll see them on the internet, a lot of advertisements. Well, of course, the bad guys are all over the social networking sites and offering rentals, and they're fake. So never send money in advance. Never send wired money. Show up and pay for it. That's the big advice here, because the guy you're renting from in New York, he probably lives in Canada and doesn't even have a place in New York. Now let's finish up with Finney's Friday Free Stuff. We have a couple of great items. We have lip balm that comes in a little metal ball. It's called Ball Mania Lip Balm SPF 20. It's really fun. Young women in your lives are going to love this thing, so get in on it. Also probably pretty good for skiers, actually. And then we have complimentary passes to Disney on Ice, 100 Years of Magic. Get in on this. Your kids are going to love it. You've probably already been to Disney on Ice at some point. If you haven't, definitely send in for these passes. You can get all the information you need at abc7news.com. Click on 7 on Your Side, and all the information will be there after I'm on air on the 5 o'clock news. So do it at about 5:30. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Thank you for downloading.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on Your Side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.